I'm really excited about what God is doing. Oh, he's so good. And not often that I preach a message, then go back and preach, re-preach it. Not often, but I'm about to do it today.
All right.
And I said, where you want me to start, Lord? He said, start at the beginning. Just, okay. Otherwise, start like you didn't preach it.
All right.
Amen. But I trust that you have your ears open. Revelation says, Jesus said in Revelation, let the people hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Can you hear today? And actually, we are going somewhere with this message. With all the stuff that's going on, I know you heard about the shooting in, El Paso, Texas. Is El Paso? Then they had one last night in, Ohio. One in South Haven a few days ago. Jesus said, in the last days, perilous time would come. That's what he said. Well, if we're not in the last days, I don't know where we are.
All right, man.
But he also said, thank you, Jesus, that there will be wars, there will be rumors of wars, there will be earthquakes in various places, and all this will be taking place. He said, but it shall not come nigh thee. I want to talk to y'all today on this subject. Again, life, a living life to the highest quality that God has given. And I'm going to preach this, and I know I'm going to re-say some things, but I'm going to preach it just like I ain't never preached it before. And We have heard so much from, mostly from the religious world, about the negative thing that God is doing to people. Even so much, now you listen to me, even so much, and it confused some people. And all these different translations, they're a good translation, including the King James. The King James Bible, that's a good translation. But in so much, till the translators got it in the negative. Right. You go back to the original Greek and Hebrew, it didn't say it. It didn't say it the way they said it. And so it got people so confused to assert themselves on the absolute, positive, unchangeable, eternal, never fading, never dying word of God. It is exactly who God says he is in the word. And he will do exactly what he said he will do. And when we get to the point where we believe God's word above everything else, because most time people read it, you hear that, yeah, but when God said it, you ship the butt on out the door.
Amen.
It's no but to it. God said it, and that's what it is. That's what that word would do, and you cannot put a but to it unless you don't want it to happen for you. But if you want it to happen for you, get the butt out. Get the reason out and say, God, you said it. Now show me how to cooperate with what you say. Anybody in the house?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it is his will. And y'all can go ahead and follow me the best you can. I'm going back through these scriptures. First Thessalonians, that was our foundation of scripture to deal with life. And I want y'all to follow me. follow me in the scripture, because the Lord has something to say to you today. And when it get time for me to cut off, I'm just going to cut off because I'm coming right back next Sunday. Amen. Amen. And he said in first, this is God. This is what God said. But see, we add and we allow the enemy to put stuff and other people who don't know, just living in the flesh and hadn't read the Bible. And then when they do read it, they read it with the glasses along with their tradition. So they don't really hear what it's saying. But do you have ears to hear today? Amen. And he said in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Now, how much more can you get sanctified? Say the very God of trouble and sorrow and misery. Is that what it says? The very God of peace. God is a God of peace to his family. God don't bring trouble in his family. He brings peace. The very God of peace, that's who he is. If you got trouble in your life and you're a child of God, you are fellowship with the wrong somebody. The very God of peace. Sanctify you, set you. He did not halfway set you apart. He did not halfway sort of just pull you out a little bit. He set you free completely, totally, and completely from the world of darkness and made you a bona fide, alive, Holy Ghost, child of the living God, with the very life and nature of God dwelling in your spirit. Your spirit is the same kind of stuff God is. And God is life. Did you hear what I said?